During their regular session, Texas lawmakers passed new reporting requirements for abortion providers. But as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, Governor Greg Abbott wants them to pass even more requirements during the special session that starts Tuesday.
Let's start with what has already been signed into law. That includes one measure that moved basic abortion data collection to the state, now done on paper, to an online database. It also put the onus on physicians to report the data in a short window of time. And that's something Blake Rocap with NARAL Pro-Choice Texas has some issues with.
It targets the physician for lots of different things. Both could endanger the physician's confidentiality and targets the physician for regulatory harassment, for paperwork, basically what amounts to paperwork errors, not patient care errors.
And in a special session, Abbott and others want to see that data collection system expand to include reporting for complications during an abortion. Joe Poyman, the executive director of Texas Alliance for Life, says reporting requirements are still inadequate.
This bill would simply require hospitals who treat a woman for an abortion complication or require the physician who performs an abortion and causes a complication would have to report that to the state.
Poyman says he suspects that abortion complications are currently being underreported, and this would allow the state to get a sense of whether there are problems here or not.
It may be that the number of complications is sufficient to increase the safety standards at abortion facilities. If so, this law should tell us that.
And Blake Rocap says no one is opposed to the idea of better reporting.
We're, not opposed to good, neutral health care data collection, but we're opposed to doing it in such a way that puts targets on physicians. And I mean that literally.
But Rocap says he thinks this is all a reaction to a Supreme Court ruling last year striking down a Texas abortion law that placed onerous requirements on abortion providers, like having to perform the abortion in a surgical suite instead of a clinic room. The provisions were made law in the name of safety, but the court ruled the state could not prove those additional safety measures were necessary. Rocap says collecting more data probably won't change that.
I think what we're going to find is, guess what? Abortion practiced by trained medical professionals is safe, right? And you're not going to find this huge complication rate. It's just not there.
But Joe Poyman says if the special session item passes, then we'll know that for sure. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.